Okay. I want everybody to kind of just relax. What the hell does that mean, relax? You know what it means. Take a deep breath in and just blow out your bullshit. I want you to think quiet. If you can let go of expectations, try to let go of expectations. If you can't let go of expectations, it's not a problem. We'll deal with it. I want you to think about the air in this room. I want you to think about the space, the emptiness that's not really empty in this room. I want you to think about the space between you and the person sitting next to you. I want you to listen to the air conditioning vent making its whisper, its steady sound. I want you to get zen with it. I want you to think of it like the music, as it's you and that vent at this moment. I want you to think about the space in the room, the openness, the emptiness that's full. I want you to pay attention to the static between me and you, the fuzz that is darkness, but it's not darkness, it's fuzz. I want you to breathe slowly through your nose and thinking of the fuzz and looking at it. I want you to think about how dense it is, how thick it is. How when you look at it, the static in a way has individuality, like pieces. One's darker, one's brighter. But it almost doesn't matter because it's difficult just to see it in itself. It's so thick, it's almost like smoke. There is no such thing as emptiness. Everything is something. Everything, in a sense, is a kind of solid. I want you to feel your chest and become aware of it. I want you to become aware of a gentle pressure in your chest. I want you to acknowledge the fog, the haze in the room. You become aware of the net. I need the lights on gently. More. I need the lights on for the room, but not a lot.
is good.
Not too strong.
Let's just stop there. That's good.
I want you guys to pay attention to the stat between me and you. You don't have to look at me. You can look anywhere you want. In fact, look everywhere. Acknowledge your stat anywhere and everywhere, whether it's by the light or in the darkness. It's like smoke. Smoke is, no matter where it is, it's there. Feel your chest. Be aware of your chest. Find the gentle pressure in your jaws, right here. We don't have carpeting, but everybody knows carpeting. I want you to think about carpeting and the detail of each kind of thick thread. Not the threads that make the thread, just the carpet itself and the thickness of it and the individuality of it. And then I want you to see each thread, kind of like the thickness of it, made of more threads that make it. I want you to imagine reaching out and rubbing your hand through it. And remembering, feeling, creating. Hearing the vent. Feeling the carpet. Aware of your chest. Aware of your jaw. Aware of the distance between me and you. There is no distance between me and you because we're touching. At least we're both touching something between us. The static in the air. There's nothing here. There's no emptiness. Everything is solid. See the carpet. Look at the expanse of the carpet. Look at the shag of the carpet. Look at the threads of the carpet. See the threads within the threads. Move your hand through. See the distance between me and you. See what's between me and you. It's the static. Feel my chest against your chest. They're touching, although they're apart. The pressure of my chest is touching your chest, making the pressure. The pressure of my chest is your chest, making the pressure on mine. When I breathe in, you breathe out. When I breathe out, you breathe in. Everything is one. Everything is static. Everything has its place in order. I need brighter lights. More. I want you to look at the curtains. Curtains. There's a part of you that acknowledges the curtains, but I can care less about that. There's another part of you that says they do seem a bit odd. Can you feel the curtains with your chest? Are they soft? Are they hard? Can you feel the texture? Can you move between the folds if you rolled your chest backward and forward through them like a light? The chair. The distance between you and the chair. Can you feel the distance in your chest? When you look at the chair, it looks like a chair. But does your chest say it's something besides a chair? You know what it is, but there's another kind of sense that defines what it is. It's just another interpretation. Everything you feel, everything you look at, you want to move through that interpretation. You want to hear what it has to say, not the other part of you. It'll have its time. It'll be waiting for you. The table. The table that holds the water bottle, the napkin box, the headphones, the orange juice you may be able to see from your angle or not. Place there, specifically put there, the chair, specifically put there. Feel the space between you and it. See the static in the air. Hear the vent. See the expanse of the carpet. Acknowledge the individual threads. Find threads that make threads. Move your hand through the shag. Exchange its information as it moves in micro particles of electricity shooting up your nervous system into your brain, reassembling the design of what your fingers are moving through to tell you of it. More light. How about all or nothing? Not all, but go ahead. Five ones, big ones. Good. How much noise should I be making when I walk? Wasn't I thudding around when I started? Hear the vent. Feel the distance between me and you. The curves. Move your chest like a light. Feeling it like light moving against the ripples. Does it feel real to you? Does it look real to you? What illumination does it come from its edges? What do you taste in the back of your tongue? What do your jaws feel like? Can you hear me walking? Where are you? Never mind. Doesn't matter. Does the chair feel like a chair? Is it more than a chair? Does it have static? Does it have an illumination? Does it feel natural? The water bottle sitting on the desk, table. Table, like a human being, the palms of its hands and its knees and its back, with the things we use on it, serving its existence for something more than itself. Feel my chest against your chest. The pressure of my chest is weighing on your chest. You can feel it. I can feel the weight of your chest on my chest. Let me breathe you in when you breathe out. Breathe me in and feel me when I breathe out. There is no distance between us. Immerse deeper into trusting me. I'll immerse into you. Move into me. I'll breathe in if you breathe out now. See the static between you and the wall, me and you. Can you find it? It's there. Can you feel your jaws? Can you taste the taste of the back of your tongue? Are the curtains stiff plastic? An illusion that wants to tell you it can move and it's soft? Could you believe and accept the fact that it's hard, it's plastic, and it's shaded, and it's illusion? Can you feel the synthetic-ness of everything? Everything placed in its place. The carpet, the wall, everything you see, including the chairs you sit in. In fact, even the people next to you were placed. Feel the static in the air. You're listening to the rhythm of the beat. There's noise everywhere. There's the fan. There's the structure. There's the environment. There's the chairs. There's the floor. There's the carpet. The carpet has the expanse. Your hand moves across it. You feel the threads. You feel what's in between the threads. You see the curtain. You feel its vagueness and its duality. All of the haste and confusion, you're still and silent, just like you were when the rhythms earlier. Breathe me in, let it raise you. Feel your chest. The challenge now is, can we take them outside? There's limitations. So I'm going to give you guys two options. You can try to hold the state of mind and go walk outside and listen to the pattern from your feet. Feel the air, feel the environment. Think about what you're thinking now, which really isn't much of anything. That's the point of it. In fact, you're not in your head. You're really here. That pressure is your thinking. The stillness. It's the distillation point between the oil and the vinegar. You're the fine line in between. Choose to perceive it. It's an extension of you. Curious. Do you hear the scene? As far as we can take it with the situation. So, I'm going to say everybody breathe in. And, well, you're already back, so I don't have to do it, do I? How does your chest feel? I want you to also think about something. Think about what is your feeling and remember and absorb the feels like of it, like a marker. So you can re-assimilate it, reapply it at your choosing. Do you understand? One last trick. When you look out and you breathe in, take your eyes and what you see as if you're breathing everything you see inwards into your eyes.